Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. And our top story today, spring cleaning is the perfect time to clean up your financial matters. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Bobby Rebell is a certified financial planner and the founder of Financial Wellness Strategies. Bobby, it is so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And look, I think spring is in the air. Here in Charlotte, it's a little cloudy this morning, but the weather is getting better. And you know, I don't know about you, but Bobby, but I really look forward to spring and spring cleaning, Bobby.
Yeah, I look forward to spring too. I'm always going to be a New Yorker in my heart, but we talked about before we started rolling, I just moved to Florida. So I can't really complain about the weather here because I've had sunshine throughout the winter, but there's still an invigorating sense about spring and sort of a new motivation to circle back and kind of check in with how you're doing, maybe on the financial goals that you put together when the new year began. And it's a really fun time to take stock of where you are and get excited for the rest of the year.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that because, when I think of spring, I think of the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. I think of like the crocus and everything kind of growing and rebirth. And you mentioned those goals that maybe we talked about, you talk about with your own constituency. It's important to have goals each and every year. But Bobby, it's important to check in to make sure that are you obtaining those goals? Are you attaining those goals? And where are you? Do you need to adjust your track?
Yeah, and it's a great time in the spring to think about where your budget is. A lot of us think about budgeting when the new year starts, and then we don't always follow through. Maybe we had the idea to set up a budget. Maybe we did set up a budget, and this is a good time to check in. One of the important things I always say with budgeting is look beyond yourself. So you may be doing things that are on track, but maybe check in with other financial stakeholders in your life. So this might be a good time to say, okay, when the new year turned, this is what I had in mind. Maybe you talked about it with your significant other, or I like to refer to other people as financial stakeholders in your life. That may be dependents and maybe people that you have some dependence on, whatever it may be. Have those multi-generational conversations with people and see where you are as a family and go over things. So for example, you might have a Netflix subscription. And you may say, okay, we're not going to cut it because we really use it. But do we need as many, there's now many levels, by the way, of these subscription services. Do we want to cut back and have the ads play? Or do we want to upgrade? That's okay too. You may say, we have room in our budget. Hey, let's upgrade to the ad-free one. Whatever it is, go over those bills. It's also a really good time to go over your budget because you may find errors in your bills. Ideally, you could go over every bill, but the truth is we don't. So maybe do some random spot checking on your bills. There's also some apps. I don't want to endorse any particular one that will go through all of your subscriptions. And you can at least make a proactive decision about what you want to continue on with. Remember, when you cut a subscription, if you're on the fence, I always say cut it because you know what? If you miss it, you can go back. And most of the time, Jeff, those services will take you back and give you a better deal. I am famous for, and again, I'm not going to name the newspaper, but every time they want to bump me from like $4 a month to $19.99 a month, I say, I feel like this isn't fitting in my budget right now. And I say that to them because they'll ask you when you cancel, why are you canceling? You say budget. They'll come back to you and say, well, we'll do another 6 months at $4 a month. And you go, oh, okay. Sounds good. It's worth the effort. And these nickel and dime things really do add up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Bobby. As you know, sometimes it's hard to determine when someone's actually finished, Anyway, but one question I want to ask you about when it comes to the budget, energy prices going up, natural gas, oil, gasoline. And one thing that I thought was interesting, and I want to ask your opinion on this, the local energy company here, Duke Energy, they had the ability to spread the cost around so you have a uniform cost for your electric bill or your energy bill. From a budgeting perspective, what do you hear from your clients? Is this something that people are interested in? So you can have $40 or $50 a month, and that way you know predictability, and it's all predicted on your previous energy usage.
I think that consistency is always something that's going to be helpful with budgeting, whether it's with respect to your energy costs or your water bill or your cable bill. Having that consistency is really important. But I do think it's important, as we just discussed, to always check in with your bills and make sure that the cost is something that makes sense for you.
Yeah, really important. Bobby, I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about spring cleaning your finances. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Bobby, thanks so much for staying with us. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, this is fun. And before we get into it, I want to talk about taxation in a second. Tell us a little bit about your practice. I think what's really interesting about what you're doing is the multi-generational conversations and financial wellness. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So financial wellness strategies effectively stems from my two books, which are How to Be a Financial Grown-Up, which is for young people emerging into the adult world. And then Launching Financial Grown-Ups, my more recent book, is for the parents, grandparents, and anyone who's really a stakeholder in the lives of those young people. So it's an approach sort of directly at the young people and then the people that really are, as I said, the stakeholders in them. And from that grew my business, Financial Wellness Strategies. We focus primarily on the corporate market. So I come into companies and I do workshops for their employees on how to have these multi-generational conversations or how to launch their financial grownups. Or for their younger employees, we talk to them about how to become financial grownups. And I also, I should say, do some programming directed at women. I'm a women-owned business certified. We bank women-owned business. So that's my primary business. But we recently expanded into consulting directly with families because there's been so much demand for that. So that's a new offering that we have, is working with families, with parents specifically, consulting with them on how to have these conversations with the next generation about money.
Yeah. And look, I mean, the schools are making, they're making effort and they're making some progress, but we need to get people educated about how to invest, but also just the basics about money. Bobby, I want to continue our spring cleaning conversation. And this is a tough one for me, and I think for a lot of Americans. It's tax time, so tax prep. And I don't want to go down, you know, we did a couple shows last week on the tax prep process. I'm not so concerned about that, but I want to just talk in general about taxation. And you're going to have to pay state, depending on where you live, state, local, federal taxes. There are steps you can take to minimize your tax expense, but also you know, maybe lower your tax refund so that more money is in your pocket.
Right. So it's interesting what you just said. You said lower your tax refund, which a lot of people on the surface will see as counterintuitive. Wait, everyone loves to get a big check. It feels like you won the lottery, you know. But the truth is, to your point, you really don't want to get a tax refund, because a tax refund is that you have effectively given the government an interest-free loan for all this time. So the goal ideally is to owe them a dollar, basically. And so the tax time is a great time to assess, okay, what happened last year and how's it going? Because if you're getting too big a refund, you do want to adjust the paperwork with your employer, whether it's W-4 or what have you, to make sure that they're taking out the right amount, not too much. And I like to owe the government just the teeniest bit of money, because then you're not giving them any loan. You don't actually want the tax refund. It's a form in some ways of forced savings, but ultimately we're grownups. We can do the savings ourselves. And if we're doing the savings ourselves, to your point, you can then be investing that money. And we know, because interest rates are for many of us, unfortunately high, the upside to that is we can get good returns with basically zero risk, whether it's CDs or money markets. We're going to get a better return than zero, which is what we get when we loan money to the government.
Yeah, a really good point. I was going to say, I mean, I said that tongue in cheek in terms of lowering the refund, but I totally agree with you. Why get nothing for that money that you lent for 12 up to 12 months? Bobby, I want to kind of close out our conversation. I could talk to you for hours about this stuff, and we'll bring you back, but I want to talk about housing. In particular, yeah. When you think about the budget, and you just moved, you mentioned you just moved to Florida, so that you would do adjust, recalibrate your budget. But housing expense in certain parts of the country going up, the cost to borrow, you know, in terms of a mortgage, and also rent expense going up. And where does that all come play into your spring cleaning?
Yeah, housing is a really delicate situation. And in many ways, it's a very unique phase that we're in the housing market, because inventory is so low and prices are so high. It's a very tough market, especially for young people that are starting new households to get into those starter homes. So it's precarious. What I say to people is, if it is the right life stage for you to buy a home, and it makes sense because you're sure you're going to be in that location for, let's say, 5 to 10 years at least. Everyone can, you know, you can kind of fiddle with the numbers of what makes sense to you, but you really want to be in a home, let's say 7 years, to make sense buying versus renting. If it makes sense for your life and you can afford it, do it. Because I never want, you know, it's the tail wagging the dog thing. It's kind of like we have all these convoluted tax saving strategies, but at the end of the day, make the right investing choice. Live your life. If you are in a life phase where you want to own a home because you're going to raise your children there, and you want to really decorate it, and you want to be able to upgrade it and have it really be your home without the risk of renting, because renting, you know, the owner can always have you leave, or they can raise the rent on you. If you own your home, you know what the sort of worst case cost is going to be, right? You know what your mortgage is, you know what your taxes reasonably, it may go up, but still, but there's things, for example, in states like Florida, where you can limit your risk with respect to taxes. And I'm speaking about the homestead exemption for Florida, for anyone that wants to do some homework on that. I'm not familiar with the other states, but here we can, if you declare homestead, you can cap your tax liability. I really think you need to lead with living your life. And remember, yes, rates seem high. They're not historically high. We keep a Gen Xer here reminding people, historically, these rates are not that high. I think I got my first mortgage at 8%. I thought it was amazing years ago. But you can always, if rates go down, you can always refinance. So remember that you're only dating the rate, right? And you marry the property. That's what my realtor likes to say when she's trying to convince us to buy a new home, as we did in this environment. So lead with your life first. And I don't want anyone to do anything risky financially, but by all means, if you're waiting for the perfect sweet spot, it's never going to happen, because when rates go down, you may see a surge in transactions and you may find yourself in a much more competitive market. There's a lot of great deals out there from the people that do have to sell their homes for circumstantial reasons, right? And they're getting rid of that 3% mortgage or whatever they have. And you're going to be able to grab that home and hopefully refinance down the road and lower your costs. But live your life first. I repeated that a lot because I feel strongly about it, Jeff. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think live your life. You can't time the market. I think anyone will tell you that who's a expert, and you can't time the real estate market. It's just really hard. And I'm a Gen Xer too, and I can tell you, I remember double digit interest rates. I mean, think about the late 70s into the 80s. Guys, it's not as bad as, it's different, but it's not as bad as portrayed. Bobby, we're going to have to leave it there. Really appreciate you joining us. Look, I feel renewed. Spring's all about renewal and rebirth, and I do feel renewed, and we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thank you for having me.
That wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest? Someone you think we should talk to? Drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more at all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content? Well, visit our website. Hey, we're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN AM. We'll have a very special guest and an important topic, of course. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.